You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello there, I'm Ella Vajinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And I have great news for all of you theatre fans out there, because the phenomenal team at Lambert Jackson Productions are bringing back their Leave a Light On concert series this next week. Now, the Leave a Light On concerts, I have to say, really were the thing that kept me and a lot of other theatre fans going throughout the first lockdown. They were named in honour of the tradition that a single light should always be left on stage when a theatre is empty. And it's such an appropriate name for them because they really went so far to prove that, especially in those early lockdown days, that theatre was still alive and kicking and thriving and loved by people across the country. And they attracted some amazing names to the concerts too, from the likes of Dear Evan Hansen star Sam Tutty, Come From Away's Alice Fern, Waitresses Lucy Jones. The list really does go on and on and on. It would take me way too long to even get through the names of performers I saw myself do concerts, let alone the litany of people that were involved across the board in these concerts. And essentially, the way it worked is that for about a tenner, you'd get 45 minutes or so of your favourite theatre performers basically serenading you from the comfort of your own home. I mean, what could possibly be better than that? Well, the thing that could be better than that is them bringing the concerts back, which is what's happening this coming week. For a strictly limited run, the Leave a Light On concerts will return from Tuesday the 12th of January to Tuesday the 26th of January, with a different concert on every weekday evening. And I have to say, they've pulled it out the bag yet again with all the people that they've booked. I'm going to go through them all, so strap in. Kicking things off on Tuesday the 12th of January, we've got Lauren Byrne, who plays Jane Seymour in the UK tour of Six. She's followed by Jesus Christ Superstar's Billy Nevers on Wednesday. Then on Thursday this week, it's a special concert that sees Lambert Jackson teaming up with this year's GradFest to present a concert of recent graduates, with free links to that being sent out to agents, casting directors and industry figures. So if you want to see all those future Olivier Award winners literally at the start of their careers and find some new favourites to obsess over too, I would definitely recommend checking out the GradFest concert on Thursday. That's going to be amazing. And then And Juliet's Tim Mahendran is wrapping things up for this week with his concert on Friday the 15th. Then we skip over the weekend to Monday the 18th of January, which has the performer, I have to say, I'm probably the most excited to see. It's Twitter sensation and musical theatre extraordinaire is what I'm going to call him, Rob Madge, who I just adore in every way possible. Honestly, I know his concert is going to be incredible and hilarious and just all the best bits about theatre, so definitely check that out on Monday the 18th. Then it's Emmerdale and West End actress Chelsea Halfpenny on Tuesday the 19th. She's followed by Hamilton's Rachel John on Wednesday the 20th. And then it's the stars of London's Waitress, David Hunter and Lucy Jones on Thursday the 21st and Friday the 22nd respectively. FYI, I watched both of their concerts in the first round of the Leave a Light On series and they were hands down two of my favourites that I saw, so I can't wait for them to be back again this time round. And then the series gets wrapped up with Wicked's Nicholas McLean on Monday the 25th of January and Six's Lauren Drew, who FYI is also stunning the nation as a contestant on the latest series of The Voice right now. Lauren Drew will be on Tuesday the 26th. Every concert begins at 7:30 p.m. on their respective day and costs just £8 to watch. Tickets are available from Eventbrite via the Lambert Jackson website, or just follow the link that's here in the post. There's just so many amazing concerts coming our way from some of the best performers in the theatre industry right now, and so many upcoming names and talent too, which is just fantastic to see. The biggest thanks and kudos to Jamie Lambert and Eliza Jackson at Lambert Jackson for A, making this kind of content available and accessible to us all, but B, for working so tirelessly since the first lockdown began in the face of such tremendous uncertainty to give us this incredible content while also giving performers a chance to do what they do best. So definitely worth checking out these concerts, whether you pick one or two of your favourites to watch here and there as suits you, or whether you want to go for someone you're maybe less familiar with to try something new. I can assure you that every single one is going to be fabulous. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. Look after yourself for the meantime, and I'll be back again next Sunday at 6 o'clock for another Spotlight On. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.